Well, thank you so much for joining me on the Drive Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Sternad, a pastor here in Mobile, Alabama. Excited to have you listen today and pray that God encourages your heart. Good morning and welcome to The Drive. Last week we talked about feelings, right? We talked about emotions. We talked about how we aren't led by feelings. Sometimes feelings lie, but they are real. We have real emotions. We can't just deny them and pretend like they don't exist. But we talked about how the fact that as you're walking by faith, well, feelings are going to follow that, right? So faith comes first, if you will. And really that's what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about walking by faith. And it's such a simple subject, but as we break it down and really expound upon it and talk about it, there's so many facets to faith, right? I mean, it's not just a... Here's what faith is not. Faith is not just a blind leap off a cliff in the dark, and you just hope. You don't know, but you hope that you land on something solid. You hope you survive. That's not faith, right? Faith is not just this abstract, non-tangible thing. Faith is real. And faith in the Lord Jesus, faith in God's word, it's fact. We start from the place of fact, not fiction, right? It's like some people like fiction books, some people like non-fiction books. And so faith is non-fiction. It's not fake. It's real. It's based upon the facts, historical facts, archaeological facts, biblical facts, doctrinal facts, facts which are and which is the truth. So faith is real. When we walk by faith, not by sight, we are living according to what God has said, what He has laid out in His Word. So no, it's not blind faith. No, it's not just taking a leap in the dark and hoping all goes well. Our faith is validated and was validated when the tomb was empty, right? And so, man, we have solid ground to stand on. So we live for truth. We live in the reality of the fact that there's a unseen realm that God is working behind the scenes. That He's doing great things, that He knows the next steps of our lives, that He knows the next seasons. And what we do is we just walk step by step, faith step by faith step, and God comes through, and He works radically, and we get to be a part of that. And so when we talk about walking by faith, it's really, walking is an action word, and this kind of couples with the book of James. Because faith without works is dead. We have faith in the Lord Jesus. We're saved through by grace through faith, right? At the same time, now that you're saved, you're going to want to work for the Lord. You're going to want to do everything you do unto the Lord. Faith without works is dead, but faith with works really demonstrates that you're putting your actions and they're in line with what you're saying, with your words. And so faith is active, walking by faith, not by sight. See, when you think about sight, you look at something and then you feel something and then you act on it. Well, that's definitely not the way to live. Because your feelings change. Because things in front of you look different. But we walk by faith. In other words, we walk in lockstep with the Lord according to what He wants, according to how He's leading. So walking by faith is a beautiful thing. It sounds so simple, but as we unpack it this week and talk about it, we realize there's a lot of facets to walking by faith. But one of the things that we do realize is the blessing it is to walk by faith, because it's both an adventure and it can bring fear. So we have to be careful. Because trusting God isn't a small issue. It isn't like a, oh, no big deal, I'm trusting God. Especially with those big life circumstances where you don't know the details, you don't know what's going to happen next, you're unsure in the present moment, but you're just taking those faith steps and you're trusting in the Lord, and you're not sure yourself, but you are sure that God is sure, because God knows, right? So trusting the Lord, it can be scary, but it's a huge blessing, because really it's an adventure. And that's the way he's called us to live, right? We take faith steps throughout our life. And thank God we have faith in a God who is loving and kind and just and knows exactly what we need to do, where we need to go. You know, it's like that, I don't know if that's a kid's song or what, but he's got the whole world in his hands. Remember that? He's got the whole world in his hands, and it's like, you sing it as a kid and everything, but even as an adult, you have to remember, we have to be reminded that God really does. He knows what he's doing. We have no clue, but he knows what we're doing. That's what it means to trust God. That's what it means to walk by faith. We don't know the future, but we know the God who holds our future in his hands. And that's reassuring. That is completely uplifting and reassuring. It is to me. I mean, that's why we continue to walk by faith and don't abandon God. That's why we don't run away from him and say, you don't know what you're doing. No, he does know what he's doing. He always has, and he always will. And so if you want to, if you will, get the most out of life and really be uplifted and encouraged, then walk by faith. And so that's what we're going to talk about this week. Walking by faith, not by sight. What does that mean? How do we do it? Who are some people in the Bible who actually did walk by faith and who did lay the groundwork and an example for us to do the same? To walk by faith, not by sight. Because that's how we're called to live, you guys. And you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but God does. And as we trust him and as we cling to him, he'll lay out what we are to do next. And give us the next thing and the next thing. Do you believe that? Do you trust him with your life? I mean, think about it. Jesus gave his life for us, for you, for me. He gave his whole life for us. We can trust him. Are we going to lay down our lives for him? Surrendered, yielded, submitted, obeying him. Because he knows what he's doing. He knows where you need to go. He knows what you need to say. He knows where you're supposed to be. Walk by faith, not by sight. Our faith is built upon the fact of God's word, of God's truth, of God's leading. And so we can rest assured that God knows what he's doing. And as we walk by faith, he'll give us the next step and the next step. And we could confidently, in him, confidently walk in this life, living for Jesus. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.